It's Q104. Good morning. Was it raining on your way into work this morning?
It was a nice little drizzle happening out there.
And it was pouring earlier this morning, like right around 5 a.m.
Oh, really?
Like, I'm trying to get out my door, and I'm like, I can't wait anymore. I got to make a run for
it. You just got to go.
And, yeah, it was raining pretty hard all the way into downtown Cleveland this morning.
There's some big puddles on the side of the road, so be warned. Turn around, don't drown if you come past any really big puddles.
Yeah, so the cold front is here. It's going to stick around for a few days, and that's what's causing the rain. And then today, like, we're not even going to get out of the 60s, so upper 60s for the high today.
I'm so excited.
And these off and on showers will continue as well.
Fall is coming. Spooky season is around the corner. Let's go.
I am not as excited. There it is, the song of the summer.
Again.
We just didn't have a song of the summer in 2025.
We just kind of blew right past that. There really hasn't been one. I have been on the lookout. It has not come up.
Well, it was a big year for Sabrina Carpenter. I mean, why not? In fact, her album, Short and Sweet, the anniversary for that was this past Saturday.
Oh, really?
I don't know if you saw that. Sabrina had some nice words for everyone on her Instagram. And then her new album drops this weekend, right?
Yeah, it drops on Friday.
Man's Best Friend. Yeah, in her Instagram post, Sabrina mentioned, thank you for still listening every single day. One of the most fun years I've had in my whole life. And so, yeah, we have the new album from Sabrina this weekend. And then she's going to be performing at the Video Music Awards. That'll be September 7th. But I think everybody's looking forward to what's happening in October. The Life of a Showgirl from Taylor Swift will finally drop, and then we'll hear that collab.
She's featured on the title track of that, right?
Yeah. Will that be the first single? Like, nobody knows.
Yeah, we're not going to hear any of the music from that album. Taylor already said we're not hearing it until it comes out.
That's got to be the first single, though. You can't say that I've got a song with Sabrina Carpenter.
Get everybody all hyped up and then not release it away.
Yeah, it's got to be the first single. All right, thanks for coming back at a Monday morning. Good vibes are going to happen this morning. Also, Alyssa's College of Knowledge is back. We'll play right around 6:55. That's good vibes. 7:55 and 8:55 this morning for Alyssa's College of Knowledge on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Benson Boone, his tour kicked off this past weekend, Friday night, in Minneapolis, I believe, because a friend of mine, actually, he's my old boss, works at a radio station in Minneapolis, and I was on his Instagram stories, and he was posting pictures from inside the arena on opening night. It looked amazing.
Was he doing flips? Was he wearing a sparkly jumpsuit?
I didn't see a flip, but I did see lots of fire.
Ooh, okay. We got some pyrotechnics.
So something to look forward to this Tuesday night. Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, yeah.
At Rocket Arena. Benson Boone will be in town. Alyssa is in a good mood this morning. And that is because she has her car back.
I do.
Finally. How long has it been?
It's been like a solid 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe longer? I'm not sure. It's been a minute, though. So it was nice to drive my car back into work. I feel very low to the ground. I've been driving a truck. So it's a little different.
And that's because it's not that Alyssa has, it's not like her car was in a shop for 2 weeks. She was having the work done by her stepdad.
Yeah, my stepdad fixed it up for me, so my car is good as new.
You can't really complain about anything when your stepdad is doing it.
No, no.
Like, you can't say, like, you know, you can't get to it sooner than this weekend. You can't really complain about anything.
Oh, gosh, no. Plus, I was using his car.
Yeah.
So it's like, he's fixing my car and letting me use his car. I have zero complaints.
Yeah, that's very handy to have a mechanic in the family.
Oh, very. Very, very nice to have, considering that me calling around was like, it will be a couple of weeks, if not like a month, until you get your car. So
when your stepdad fixes your car, and the problem was a transmission problem. So what did he have to do? Replace the entire transmission?
No, I needed like a specific part. Mm-hmm. There was something with like the computer. So I think I explained this before. But my car is an automatic car, right? I don't have like a clutch. It's not a 5-speed, but there is a manual transmission in my automatic car.
Mm-hmm.
And the computer in my car is supposed to tell my transmission when to do the shifting. Well, something fell out of time and like something had stopped working and wasn't clicking with each other. So my car just constantly felt like it was going to stall out.
So after the work is complete, I mean, obviously you're very grateful.
Extremely.
But do you have to pay your stepdad?
No. Nope. I just bought the part. I bought the part on like Amazon, and like I needed some oil or something. So I bought that too. And he just went ahead and did it for me. He's a very sweet man.
What about a nice dinner? Are you going to make him a nice dinner?
I owe him a beer.
Yeah.
That's our agreement.
Just one beer?
Oh, it's never just one beer with me. I'll owe him a couple of beers, but I'm roping him into it with just one beer, and then we will have more.
See, that's what I've always imagined, because I've always wanted like a mechanic friend in my circle. I've never had one. And I've always wondered, okay, if I'm going to use their services, if I'm going to tread on that friendship by asking my mechanic friend to fix something for me, what do I do? I mean,
you have to be a friend.
Do you offer them cash? Do you just bring a case of beer? Do you set them up with a nice meal afterwards? I don't know.
I don't know. If you want my stepdad's number, I can hook you up. You can start being friends with him and let me know how that goes.
All right. I might take you up on that. Good vibes on the way this morning. What's your good vibe? Is it something that happened this past weekend? Is it something that you're looking forward to this week? We've got Labor Day weekend on the way. 216-474-0104. Good vibes are coming up. Patty's here. She's in Broadview Heights. She has a good vibe to share this morning. Patty, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. We'd love to hear your good vibe.
Sure. Yeah. So I'm going to Iceland with my best friend in September, and we are so excited. So that's my good vibe. I can't wait.
Oh, have you ever been to Iceland?
No. And there's the volcanoes, there's the ice caves, you know, we're going to do the Blue Lagoon.
I was going to say. The Blue Lagoon is the thing that I always see. I've never been either, but it's definitely bucket list. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you. Yeah, it was bucket list for both of us, and we're making it happen.
Forgive me, because I don't know much about Iceland.
Sure.
I heard that Iceland is green and Greenland is ice. Is that true?
I have been told that, but I think that Iceland is kind of the world of fire and ice, so they have a lot going on.
Mm.
So there is ice. Just not like Greenland, where it's really icy.
It's beautiful country up there, is what you're saying.
It's everything. There's every single type of thing in Iceland.
Yeah, Patty will be able to give us a much better description of Iceland. When are you going?
September 8th through the 16th.
Ooh, okay, so you got like a nice stretch of time there, too.
Oh, it's going to be so amazing, yeah.
Yeah, I would love to hear about this trip post-trip.
Oh, for sure.
Where did you eat? What kind of food items did you eat? Like, what do they have in Iceland?
Let us live vicariously through you.
Yeah. Get in touch with us when you get back.
Will do, I promise.
It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Thank you for coming back and being with us this morning. So over the weekend, this was on Friday afternoon, I went on a walk with Myrtle, my 5-year-old dog Myrtle,
mm-hmm.
and we went around the neighborhood. We went somewhere that we went through a part of my neighborhood that I don't usually walk through.
Okay.
Myrtle wanted some variety.
Some uncharted territory, if you will.
Right. So I'm walking through this neighborhood and I walk by a house and I walk right past their garage, and all of a sudden I hear this noise. Warning, you are being recorded. Warning,
what?
You are being recorded. And I'm like, it's alarming.
What?
Right? It's
like what? That's coming out of somebody's house?
I'm like, where did that come from?
Yeah. And who is recording me and why?
And first of all, what did I do? Was I in violation of something? All I did was walk by the house.
Did you like step on the grass?
I don't think so. I think I was right there on the sidewalk. I was going to walk back to see what would happen, but I just kept on going, and I'm still trying to figure this out. I'm trying to process this. I'm like, where is this coming from? And I look back, there's a camera on their garage.
Oh, my grandparents have like a Ring camera on their garage that's hooked up to like the garage lights. Is it one of those?
It's definitely not a Ring camera.
Okay.
But it is a camera.
But it's like a legit looking, like, is it like a camera looking camera?
Yes, it's a camera looking camera.
Like the kind that you'll see, like security cameras.
It's a white camera and it has a lens on it.
Okay.
Which is how I knew it was a camera. And it's also a camera that can talk to you. And it tells you that you're being recorded. Now, I was thinking, like, did I do something wrong? Like what you just said. Did I walk in their lawn? Did I go onto their garage? I didn't go anywhere near their garage. All I did was walk by the house. So I get home, and I'm like, I want to take another walk.
Really? Like,
I want to walk by this house again because I'm so confused.
Oh, you want to go back and see.
I know that probably the majority of us have some sort of camera something on our house, whether it's a Ring camera or whatever
it is. Something else. But yeah, I agree. I think most people have those at this point, but I've never encountered one that yells at you.
Yeah. Yes. I wouldn't say it was yelling, but it was sternly warning me that I was being recorded.
Warning.
So I had to wait until Sunday afternoon, yesterday afternoon. I'm on another walk with Myrtle, and you bet I wanted to go through this part of the neighborhood again to walk by this house. And I, all this anticipation is in me. Like, what's going to happen this time? I made sure that I stayed right there on the sidewalk. I did not go on their lawn. I did not go in their driveway. And then I hear, warning, you are being recorded. Warning, you are being recorded. And I'm just, what in the world? So,
should you like do a funny dance? If they're going to record, at least give them something fun to watch.
I had a big smile on my face and I did this.
You can't see what he's doing, but it's a finger motion that means something.
Okay, so is that really annoying? That seems obnoxious.
Yeah, I mean, if I was their neighbors, I would be mad.
I'd be really annoyed because that's...
I'd be so annoyed.
That's a part of my neighborhood that I'm not... I have to go out of my way to go there. If I lived in that neighborhood and I was constantly going on walks or whatever I'm doing, and I got to walk by their house and I got to hear that thing tell me that I'm being recorded.
Oh, yeah, no. No, you should start. Next time you go on a walk with Myrtle, you should look and see if any of the neighbors of that guy are in the yard and ask what they think about it, because I am curious.
They can't. That cannot be a popular neighbor in the neighborhood.
No, absolutely not. Everybody has to hate that guy.
216-474-0104. If you've ever heard of anything like this.
Or maybe you have it. And if you do, if you have a camera that
talks to you,
why? Like, yeah. What is the reason to have that?
Why do you warn people that they're being recorded?
When they're just walking their dog.
216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. I was talking about how I was taking my dog Myrtle for a walk in the neighborhood. We were walking in a section that I don't usually normally walk through. And so I walked past a house that I've never walked by before. And it spoke to me.
The house.
The camera said, warning, you are being recorded. Warning.
So we're trying to figure out why someone would ever have that on their residential home in their neighborhood. And if you have it, yes, I would like to know. But also, if you've ever encountered one, maybe you're a neighbor to somebody that has one.
Brittany and Lorraine, have you heard of this camera, the one that talks to you?
Yes, we actually have it at the daycare. It says, good morning, you are being recorded.
Oh, that one says, good morning.
That's a little more polite.
At least it's pleasant.
So that one actually knows the time.
That kind of makes sense, though. At a daycare, at a place of business, I more understand having, you know, a camera letting people know that they're being recorded.
Yeah. In a neighborhood, it's really obnoxious.
In a neighborhood, I have more questions.
Yeah, me too. All right. So that's why I guess they have it there. Janet in, I don't know where Janet is. Janet, where do you live?
I'm in Lorraine also.
All right, Lorraine.
So Lorraine is a very popular
very popular place for all the cameras.
For this camera. So have you encountered this particular camera before, Janet?
Yes, this was on a house, and I was just riding my bike down the street, and it yelled, I think, warning. It scared me, and then it started quacking like a duck. It just started going, quack, 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 quack. So... I went by again the next day, And same thing, and I yelled back this time.
Did you cry back?
No, I yelled, shut up.
Like, at least they're having some fun with it. I would rather have a camera quacking at me than yelling at me that I'm being recorded.
Exactly. I've done it like 16 times now.
I wonder how their neighbors feel about them.
They probably hate them. No.
Probably.
I would enjoy that if I could keep changing the animal sounds. Can you make it a duck one day?
Oh, that'd be fun. Maybe like a cow the next day.
Yeah, make it fun for the kids in the neighborhood.
Horse.
Right. Right. And then your preschooler would be like, oh, I know what that animal is.
Yeah.
Okay. So the past few weeks, and actually, I should say the entire summer has been pretty expensive for both Alyssa and myself.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't actually even go anywhere.
Like, yeah, we didn't go on like vacations or anything. It's not been fun. It's not been a fun that has been expensive. It's just been like an expensive summer.
And I was joking because Alyssa and I, we would come in and we would tell each other like terrible stories of happening to us. And I kept saying there was a black cloud that was mm-hmm. following us for the summer. So for me, it was like I had to buy a new dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
The air conditioner didn't need replaced, but it needed repaired. And that was like $600. I had things going on with my car. Alyssa just had her transmission replaced. Although your stepdad took care of your transmission.
He did,
so that
but
was
the part
nice.
Was still a little expensive. But
that could have been, yes. The whole thing could have been much more expensive.
Either way, we've just been like hemorrhaging money this summer.
That's exactly right. And so every day we'd come in and we'd talk about this and we'd be like, well, how much did that cost you?
Mm-hmm.
How much did that cost you? And we kept asking each other that question all summer. So we decided to kick off this segment. How much did that cost you?
Where you call and give us a thing that you just bought and we have to guess how much did it cost you.
Yeah, it's a fun little game. 216-474-0104. How much did that cost you? Next on the Q Morning Show. Q104, thanks for being here this morning. It's the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. We have Brooke and Avon with us. Brooke, good morning.
Good morning.
How much did that cost you, Brooke? What item are we talking about here? Is it an item or what is it?
Oh, it was my car.
Okay. How much did your car cost you?
No. It's what I did. It was what happened.
Oh, what'd you do?
Well, see, a few weeks ago, I was pulling out of the parking space at the garage where I work,
mm-hmm.
and I hit a pole.
Oh, no.
Yeah, for some reason in my head, I could have swore that pole was on the other side of the car, you know, because I get confused with that rearview mirror, you know, that camera thing.
Mm. Oh, me too. Me too. When I cannot back out of my driveway using that rear camera.
It's weird.
Because everything is opposite and it confuses me. Anyway.
Yeah, well, yeah. So I caused some minor damage, you know, to the rear of the car and I knocked out the taillight.
Mm-hmm. It happens to the best of us.
Yeah, but anyway, I definitely absolutely did not want my husband to find out because I never ever hear the end of it, you know. But thank God he's a little bit oblivious to most things. So, and I mean, I literally parked beside him for 3 days and he never noticed that did any damage, which is really good. But then the timing was perfect because he had to travel to Virginia for work for a few days and I'd already planned an appointment at the body shop to get the taillight fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And it just took one day to get it fixed and it looks good as new. And,
oh.
And the best part is my husband has no clue. He's never found out about it.
He never even found out. He's none the wiser.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
So you're able to pay, but did you run this through insurance?
Oh gosh, no, because I couldn't get my husband to know, you know, so.
Oh my gosh.
Out of my account.
So you had to pay for this repair with your own money, and I'm assuming that your husband, you guys have separate accounts?
Well, no, our accounts together. So that's why I had to pay cash, so he wouldn't know, like, credit card-wise.
Okay, all right, I gotcha. So we have to figure out how much did that cost you. So this is the repair, the mm-hmm. body shop repair bill, and the taillight.
Yes.
Okay. Alyssa, do you have any guesses?
Oh,
how much would that
not
cost?
An educated guess. But I'm going to guess for just one taillight, $80.
$80 for the whole thing? So you're saying that all she had to pay was $80?
What about you're making me second guess.
What about the body work and the labor?
Yeah, I know, labor. $180. Let's go $180.
You're saying $180.
$180.
I think you're way too low.
Really?
Way too low. I think that you had to pay like $1,300.
For one?
Yeah, because it's the labor that gets you. Like whenever there's a little ding on the bumper, they always have to replace the entire bumper for some reason.
Oh, I just say no, don't touch it. Just give me a new light.
So I'm going to say $1,300. Brooke, what was it?
Grand total, $975.
$975. I went over.
For one taillight?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Well, doesn't that make you feel better? I mean, if it was $1,300, you'd be much more upset. It was $975. It sounds like you got a deal.
This is true. Good point. Good point.
I mean, I wish that you would have been able to get it for my guess of $180.
Oh, yeah. I want to know where that body shop is.
Yeah, if I find one, I'll let you know, Brooke. I'll let you know.
I appreciate that.
Brooke, thank you for playing. How much did that cost you?
Yeah, thank you, guys.
All right, let's start this week off with Pam and Lorraine. Pam, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. And after we're through, if you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if we are somehow stuck in a tie, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Pam, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question one, what type of animal is Fozzie of Muppets fame?
Oh, shoot. I have no idea. I can picture him, but I don't know. Is it a bear?
Question two. In what store would you exclusively find the Kirkland brand?
Costco.
Question three. Nobody puts baby in a corner is a classic movie line from what movie?
Dirty Dancing.
Question four. It's the 50th state to join the union.
Oh, I have no idea. Hawaii?
Final question. It's the most famous painting in the Louvre. It was once stolen from there back in 1911.
Oh, I have no idea.
Don't even want to guess a famous painting?
Like Mona Lisa or something.
All right, Pam, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Pam, how well do you think you did today?
I don't know, maybe three?
Pam thinks she got three correct, Alyssa.
Three?
She thinks she got three correct.
Did she actually get three?
Pam went 5 for 5.
What?
No, I didn't. Did I?
I believe she lucked herself in.
I think I did.
To 5 questions correct. So the pressure is on, Alyssa. You need all 5 of these just to tie Pam today and avoid the loss.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I'm not going to score you through this, so I'm just going to run through the 5 questions. At the end, we'll figure it out, okay?
All right.
Question one. What type of animal is Fozzie of Muppets fame?
He's a bear.
Question two. In what store would you exclusively find the Kirkland brand?
Costco.
Question three, nobody puts baby in a corner is a classic movie line from what movie?
Is it Dirty Dancing?
Question four, it's the 50th state to join the union.
Hawaii?
Final question, the most famous painting inside the Louvre. It was once stolen from there back in 1911.
The Mona Lisa?
Alyssa just went 5 for 5.
Oh, wow. I did not think that I got all of those.
Yeah, right. That's how I felt.
I have never heard 2 people more unsure of their answers than this game today. Oh, like,
we
seriously.
Really sounded the same.
Every single answer was in the form of a question from the two of you.
Right.
Like, it's amazing. And you both went 5 for 5.
I really was not sure on, like, most of those.
Right. Same.
All right. Hey, it's Monday. We're a little tired and brain dead. That's all right.
Hey, 5 for 5 for both of us. I'll take it.
Woo, right.
Pam, thank you so much. We have some fantastic prizes for you. Don't go anywhere, okay?
Great. Thank you. My name is Pam. I just aced Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Q104. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa with you. So what did you find? The cuddling, what is it, a survey?
Yeah, it's a study. And it's a study that went into looking at how couples fall asleep at night and how long their relationships last. So it's kind of like a two-parter.
Okay.
But the study revealed, based on research from over 140 couples, that couples who fall asleep in close contact or cuddling actually have a chance of staying together longer. And okay. It also goes on to suggest some of the best sleeping positions, the top three, I'll just give you those, for relationship stability. Number three is the embracing position with your arms wrapped around each other.
There's no way.
Number two, face-to-face position.
No.
And the top position for your relationship to last and be strong is, of course, can you guess?
No, I can't. Because
spooning.
No.
And I'm just like shaking my head because I haven't even been married for a year yet. You and Paula, that's why I wanted to ask. You guys have been together over 17 years now.
Celebrating our 18th wedding anniversary next week.
Oh my God.
And yeah, we've been together for longer than that, over 20 years. And we're not allowed to touch each other in bed.
Oh, okay.
Not
that was my question. Because
no. Yeah,
I feel the same way.
Mm-mm.
Don't touch me.
If my foot wanders over and happens to touch her calf, it's an issue.
Even just your foot. So there's definitely not cuddling happening when you guys go to sleep.
No. Cuddling can happen when you're doing other activities in the bedroom. Cuddling cannot happen when you're trying to fall asleep.
I fully agree.
No touching allowed.
No. I mean, this study says that it doesn't matter if you guys drift apart at night. It's the fact of falling asleep in close contact. That's what makes you have a stronger relationship. But I say even trying to fall asleep, that's the hardest for me. I don't want anyone touching me.
No, we can't do it. Mm-mm. In fact, I mean, we've talked about this before. I mean, we have explored even having separate bedrooms because of my work schedule and
and
me getting up in the middle of the night and waking her up.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
No, I agree with that. I always feel bad because my husband is very much like a fall asleep cuddling kind of guy. So I've just started being like, okay, I'll cuddle for a little bit. And then I go, I'm going to go to sleep. And then I roll over.
And then contrary to everything that you've just said, we also have a dog, a 90-pound dog named Myrtle, who loves cuddling in bed. I mean, we don't necessarily enjoy having her there.
But she does, and that's all that matters.
And that's so we're overcome with guilt because we know that she's so happy when she's in bed with us.
Mm-hmm.
And Myrtle needs to cuddle. Like it'd be one thing if she could just curl up in a ball at the foot of the bed or even in between us. But no, she needs to touch one of us. So when she circles around, it's either she puts her head on my back or she puts her head on Paula's leg. She needs to be touching us.
So Paula's okay with Myrtle cuddling with her.
She's not okay with Myrtle either, but she clearly prefers Myrtle over me. And that's why she tolerates it.
Well, Myrtle also doesn't understand social cues or English, so it's understandable.
It's Q104 this morning. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good to have you here. I was reading this article from USA Today. This is a long article with lots of information, but it was talking about eating out, dining out, something that for a lot of people right now, these days, it's a luxury.
It really is.
As prices continue to rise and we're cutting corners and finding ways to spend less, one of those things that gets cut out a lot of times is going out to eat with the family. So when you do go out to eat, you want it to be an enjoyable meal because you're spending a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And so the article was talking about things that can go wrong and why people walk out of restaurants or never go back. And a lot of these reasons are listed here, like rude staff, sticky menus.
Oh, yeah. That's always a bummer.
Like, you wouldn't go back because the menu is sticky?
I would still go back, but
isn't that somebody's job to wipe the menus?
You know what? It is, but it was my job once, too, and did I do it? No.
Mm-hmm.
No, so I understand, but it is a bummer.
Have you ever walked out of a restaurant? Like, you've been in there, your intention was to go in and have a meal, but then you walked out at some point.
Yes. Yeah, I definitely have.
Do you remember why?
Usually it's either that, like, I'm sitting there waiting for someone to come to the table for, like, a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm waiting that long for them to even just come say hi, then I'm like, oh, this is going to be a long night. So maybe we should just find somewhere else. Usually it's because of that. If I actually get up and leave, or if I'm maybe just sitting there and I don't actually see anything on the menu that I like, if we haven't ordered yet, I will definitely just dip.
We weren't there to eat a meal, but Paul and I entered this bar slash restaurant just to get a drink, and we're sitting at the bar. We're the only people at the bar, and the bartender is there and is working, like, clearly doing things, mm-hmm. like stocking, you know, beer, I don't know, doing inventory. I don't know what they were doing, but they were working. And she saw us there, but she didn't offer us anything to drink. And even if she wasn't serving drinks, she didn't tell anybody else they were sitting there. So we just sat there at the bar, just sat there and sat there. And
just finally, chilling.
Finally, we just got up and left. And we're like, I guess we'll go get a drink somewhere else. That restaurant is no longer in business.
I wonder
why. Closed down. So yeah, I get maybe they were having some problems. But also from this article, a couple other things that I pulled from this article. It finds that solo dining is on the rise. So if you can't take your family out with you,
can't afford all that, you can at least treat yourself. Bill for one, please.
And finally, adults are ordering from the kids' menu more.
Mm.
44% of people in this survey say they order from the kids' menu.
Wow, that's more than I would have thought.
Is that a problem at all at any restaurants? I could see some restaurants saying, I'm sorry, you're not a kid, so you cannot order from the kids menu.
Yeah, like, I get it. But as someone who, like, was a server, I'm like, that's above my pay grade. I'm not going to tell you no. Get what you want.
Did your restaurant have a policy about it?
Oh, of course. I feel like most places do, but...
But did they say, if this person is ordering off the kids menu and they're clearly 40 years old, you wouldn't deny them, though? You wouldn't say, I'm sorry, that's on the kids menu?
Nope, above my pay grade. I will bring you whatever you want off that menu. Well, that's just me.
I hope most restaurants are like that. Just curious, the one I'm curious about is the ordering from the kids menu. Like, has a restaurant ever stopped you from ordering from a kids menu?
Yeah, have you tried and it didn't work out? They actually told you no.
216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. Thanks for hanging with us this morning. It's Cleveland's Q104. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. April in Middleburg Heights. Good morning.
Good morning.
So are you an adult who has attempted to order off the kids menu?
I am.
Now, how often do you do this?
Well, if something looks really good, like, not that often, but occasionally, like, I don't understand what the big deal is. Like, who cares if I order something off the kids' menu? There's this diner that is super close to me, and they have Mickey Mouse pancakes.
Ooh.
Right. So one time for breakfast, I wanted pancakes, but I specifically wanted the Mickey Mouse ones because I'm immature. Like, that's more fun for me. It looks like breakfast fun, right? Uh-huh. And they just would not give them to me. And I even offered to pay, like, regular adult prices for them, and they still wouldn't give them to me. And
what?
I don't get it. Like, I just wanted Mickey Mouse pancakes. They're just pancakes. It's just a shape.
Like, what is the big deal?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Exactly.
Every restaurant is different, right? With their policy about ordering off the kids menu. It's different everywhere.
I assume that for most places, it's like under 12. But I mean, if she's offering to pay full price for them, honestly, she shouldn't even make her pay full price for them. But, like, give the girl her Mickey Mouse pancakes. My goodness.
No, for real. Like, it's not that big of a deal. It's better to have me pay for something than nothing at all, right?
Right? Like if it's going to bring you even just an ounce of joy, what's the harm? Like, come on.
No, exactly. Life is hard. If I want a Mickey Mouse pancake, damn it, just give it to me.
All right. If there's any restaurant / diner out there that serves Mickey Mouse pancakes to adults, go ahead and let us know right now on the text. 216-474-0104. We'll pass it along to anyone else who feels this way. April, thank you.
Have a good one.
I also bet that restaurant that has the Mickey Mouse pancakes, I bet they also have sticky menus.
Oh, for sure.
Because of this, the syrup?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They definitely do.
You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. It's Q104. I got a text from our Q Brew Crew winner, Olivia, texted me a few minutes ago and asked, just want to make sure you guys are still coming today at noon.
Yes, we are going to be there. I always get excited for field trips, for us to get out of this studio and into the real world. And we're doing that after the show today.
Can you imagine if we forgot or we didn't show up? You would have like an office full of people where Olivia works in Westlake. And they're all expecting coffee from Seven Brew Coffee. And we just don't show up. I mean, that would be terrible.
That would be terrible. We would never.
We'd be the worst.
If
we ever did something like that. No, we'll be there later today. And next month, we could come to where you work or where you are. It doesn't even matter. Like if you're at home, you work from home, we'll go to your house.
That's fine. We'll come hang out, bring some 7-Brew and lots of 7-Brew coupons for you too.
Q104.com on the contest page. Sign up to win a $50 gift card to 7-Brew Drive-Thru Coffee. And you could also qualify for the grand prize. Okay, after 9 this morning, we're going to have air show tickets. And then Alyssa's College of Knowledge is coming up one more time for tickets to see A Day to Remember and Yellow Card at Blossom next week. So that's in less than 10 minutes. Hang on. Stephen Garfield is here to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Steve, good morning to you.
Good morning, all.
I have your 5 questions. After we are done playing this game, if you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if it is a tie, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Let's go, Steve. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Question 1. Jeff Probst is the longtime host of this reality show.
Jeff Probst. Damn. I have no clue.
Question 2. Joel and Benji Madden started this band in 1996.
1996? Oh, you're giving me tough ones today, Bill. Pass on that one. I don't know.
All right, let's see if you rebound here in the last 3. The name of the hit Netflix show starring Penn Badgley as a stalker serial killer.
Oh, my G. I'm striking out, Bill. I have no idea which that one is either.
Didn't watch that one?
No, I don't. I sit home with babies all day. I watch kid stuff.
All right. Moving on to question 4. These last 2 are more general knowledge. What type of court is on the top floor of the United States Supreme Court building?
On top of?
Yes, it is on the 5th floor. They call it the highest court in the land.
Oh, God! Highest court. Oh, no! Pass.
All right. Well, let's see if we can get you one. What is the only state in the United States to border only one other state?
Oh, my God. Mexico.
State!
I know, that's why I said, oh, I have no idea, sir. You give, oh, my God, I struck out today.
I'm going to bring Alyssa back in here, but I'm not going to tell her how you did.
No. I mean,
all right, hold on.
I'm embarrassed.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio?
So you can laugh at Steven.
No, don't say anything yet. So Alyssa's sitting back down. Headphones are going on. It's Stephen Garfield.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Miss Alyssa.
Not even going to tell you how Steve did. We're just jumping in with your 5 questions.
Okay.
These might be the 5 hardest trivia questions in the world.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Question 1. Jeff Probst is the longtime host of this reality show.
Survivor.
Okay.
That's correct. Season 49 is starting soon, is it not?
I know.
Oh, another... Jesus, 49.
Question 2. Joel and Benji Madden started this band in 1996.
Good Charlotte.
Question 3. The name of the hit Netflix show starring Penn Badgley as a stalker / serial killer.
You.
Did you finish up the last season?
No. No, I didn't even finish up the season before the last season, so I'm a little behind.
You are correct. Question 4. What type of court is on the top floor of the United States Supreme Court building? It is referred to as the highest court in the land.
I don't know.
That face you just made.
I felt the face.
It's a basketball court. They have a basketball court.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes, they do.
Someone would have never guessed that.
I was going to guess tennis court, but that felt like too silly of a guess.
Final question. What is the only state in the continental United States to border only one other state? So, therefore, Hawaii and Alaska are off the table.
I don't freaking know. I don't know. Washington. It's not Washington.
It's not the state of Washington?
No.
No, it's not. Maine. You were on the other side of the country. You should have stayed on this side.
Dang it.
Final score today. Alyssa, you got 3.
Okay.
Steve didn't get any today. So you had You had a really good shot of winning.
Oh, Steve.
Yes.
All right. Well, I mean, you can only go up from here. So the next time you play, you're going to do better.
Oh, I did throughout the week when I'm trying to get through and I play along listening to you guys. I've got a few of them over the last few days, 5-0.
That's how it always goes.
Then I think Mr. Bill, he'd get me with these tough ones.
Yeah, blame Bill.
Steve, try again some other day. We do have some fantastic prizes for you, so hang on, okay?
Yes, sir. Thanks, guys. My name is Steve, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.